What I want to prove to you is that this is a different type of Steeler Nation right now. A lot of people think of Steeler Nation as the collective group of Pittsburgh Steeler fans that will come to your city on Saturday and fill up your bars, come to your stadium, fill them up with terrible towels, beat your team, and you got nothing left. No, this band of Steeler Nation that I'm leading will come into your town, raise blood for you, raise the awareness for blood, save people's lives, then we go to the stadium and beat you and throw the terrible towels up. My name is Charles Jetter. Welcome to beautiful downtown Rockford, Tennessee, in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. Although I live in Tennessee, I was born and raised in the Pittsburgh area, and I've been a Steeler fan since June 30th, 1949. That's my birth. Growing up in the Pittsburgh area, my father took me to several Steeler games and Pirate games throughout the years. And I remember one in particular. It was in October of 1960. I was 11 years old. This was 2 weeks after the Pirates had won the World Series. And my daddy took me to Pittsburgh to see the Green Bay Packers come to town to play our Steelers. The thing that I remember about that game more than anything else, it seemed like my daddy had so many friends in Pittsburgh, but I know he didn't know these people. But like my father told me, in Pittsburgh, everyone is a Steeler fan and we're all friends. So really for me, that was the beginning of Steeler Nation. It didn't have a name then, but that was the beginning in my heart. I'm now retired and I have a little time. I looked at the schedule for several years and I noticed that in the year 2016, of all the 8 away games the Steelers played, none of them were that far away. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo. The only long distance was Miami. So I determined that I was going to go to all 16 Steeler games. The best way to do that is in a motorhome. So I began to look for about 2 years to find a used motorhome that I could afford. One day out of the clear blue yonder, I drove down to the post office, kind of the back route to the post office here in Rockford, and I saw sitting in a field a large motorhome, right next to it a smaller one. And that got my attention, and sure enough, I knocked on the door. I was thinking, that guy bought a new motorhome, and now he wants to sell the small one. And he did. And so he said, yeah, he said, I guess I'll sell it to you. So I got it at a really good deal. So my friend Rick and I got it all fixed up, and we got it painted. We put all the Steeler decals on it, and that's what we used to attend all 16 of the Steeler games. January 31st, 1984, my premature twin daughters were born and needed an immediate blood transfusion. They had several transfusions in their first 3 months of life. I donated blood as often as I possibly could, and my wife did. And that began a tradition. Those blood drives saved my kids' lives. That began a tradition. I have donated in my life almost 80 times and saved a lot of people's lives by doing this. And it's kind of my mission to try to unofficially try to talk to people about donating blood. I've had several blood drives in my church, actually one in my college when I was in school. And I thought while I was going on this trip and I was going to be in all these different cities, and in fact 8 times in Pittsburgh, let's have a blood drive to commemorate each game. So it took me about a year, but I made contacts with blood donation companies. It was mostly Red Cross, but there was also the Central Blood Bank of Pittsburgh and Nova in Washington, D.C. that were my companies that actually drew the blood. I was the guy that promoted the blood drives, and we raised a lot of blood, and we're very happy about that. I think Steeler Nation knows what a great team the Pittsburgh Steelers have had, will continue to have. What a great organization fuels that, the Rooneys and the other owners. What a great coach Tomlin is, the great players that we have. And the spirit of all Steeler Nation is that camaraderie that we enjoy together. Waving those towels, coming to other people's towns. When you meet people from another team's fans, shake their hand, welcome them to Pittsburgh. Show them around the city, show them the best places to go. Yeah, we're going to beat them anyway, so you don't have to really lord it on them. We're going to beat them. That's not a problem. But just be good citizens. Be good neighbors. Be good ambassadors for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When the Pads Come Off is an exclusive video series delivered to Steelers Nation Unite members. For access to exclusive content like this and to see more episodes of When the Pads Come Off, join the official home of Steelers Nation today at SteelersNationUnite.com.